Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in your business, your life, and your career. But before we kick off the show, I want to let you know what this show is all about. It's actually dedicated. It's dedicated to women in business, in particular, women entrepreneurs. Do you dare to dream of what life might be like just if you stepped out and started your own business? You took a risk and pursued something that you've been thinking about, something that you've always wanted to do. Over the years, I've met many people, many women that have started their own business. Some have succeeded, some have failed, and some, well, it was a road of discovery. They discovered that maybe they just didn't want to be self-employed and they wanted to do something else. But you know what? They took the chance, the risk, they went and did it. I guess in many respects, whether you succeed or you fail or it's a discovery, every entrepreneur has a journey, a story. And I've met many, a lot of women entrepreneurs who have been able and willing to share their story, the peaks, the valleys, and the detours of being self-employed. They've all invested a lot of time and effort to make their business work, to be a success. But when they started, they wish they had someone they could turn to help, guidance in their endeavor, help them make their dream a reality or make better business decisions. I guess in the business, there's a lot to know. And maybe that's one of the things that they discover, right? Managing your time and people, sales and marketing, the use of technology, social media. That's another big one. Understanding the financials and what money is all about. Or how about this? Where does your money go? Ooh, that's a big one to actually understand. What about legal issues or business structure for your organization? Or should you be a brick and mortar business? Or can you locate your business out of your home? So where should you be located? There's so much you need to know when you start your own business. Now, if you're listening, you probably figured it out. We're going to talk about successful entrepreneurship and I guess the sweat equity that you need to put into becoming a successful entrepreneur. And as a woman entrepreneur, you may need or want a place to go for help. So today's main question is, if you're a woman entrepreneur, what do you need to do to know to start or maintain a successful business? We're going to do this with two guests today from the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba, Allison Kirkland, Director of Communications, and Heather Stevens, Loan Manager. Hello to both of you and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, it's great to have you on the show. You know, I always like to start the conversation off with one key question. And I guess, Allison, I will actually start with you since you're on my left-hand side. And I'll always remember your name. Just to the left, and I'm good. Basically, it's very straightforward. Just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself personally.
Oh, well, I've been with the Women's Enterprise Center for 13 years. Heather and I joined the organization about 2 weeks apart, so we've really grown up together at the organization. Prior to that, I've had a background in communications. I've worked for the Downtown Winnipeg Biz and a local tourism publication prior to that, so sort of a varied communications background. From Winnipeg, love Winnipeg, and always consider it home and always look forward to returning after traveling, and that's an opportunity that I've had quite a bit over the years, particularly in the last couple of years doing some work overseas with regard to women entrepreneurs.
Okay. Overseas with women entrepreneurs with this present organization?
Yes,
Or, okay.
I had the opportunity to go to Ukraine a couple of times and to Vietnam, and those countries are recognizing the importance that women entrepreneurs contribute to the economy, and so using the Women's Enterprise Center as a model and how they could adopt some of our best practices.
Best practices, so somewhere to actually look in that. Hobbies. Do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies, yes. A voracious reader, and when I'm not reading, I'm knitting, and when I'm not doing that, I'm golfing or curling or out in the garden. So
you sound like a real Winnipegger.
Yeah, outside.
Totally homegrown.
Enjoying the winter or whatever it takes.
Oh, okay. Heather, same question for you, really. I mean, welcome to the show, and just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I have loved working with the Women's Enterprise Center for the past 13 years. And like Allison said, we started at the same time, so we were able to really connect and grow together. Prior to the Women's Enterprise Center, I worked in investments and banking. So I had a finance background and graduated with the University of Manitoba with a finance degree, and then went on to just get my fellowship with the Canadian Securities Institute. As far as hobbies, I love travel, love to be outside. I grew up on a farm in Manitoba in a tiny little place called Ridgeville, so love to get out as much as I can, and love hiking and gardening. And
that sort of answers one of the questions I had for you, because I was reading some stuff on you about social media, and it actually said, when not in the office, I'm outdoors. And I thought that was just like, wow, that's so cool. You know, so it's all outdoor activity, anything that you can do to actually spend some time outdoor. What about winter activity?
Yeah, I have a treadmill inside. I don't play hockey. I don't curl like Allison. I do try and get outside as much as possible. We cross-country skiing and that sort of thing. But other than that, I'm kind of cooped up inside, except when I take off to a sun destination.
Well, yeah, isn't that an amazing thing about Winnipeggers? It's just like we all have that month in the wintertime where we always want to go away. What's your month? What month do you go away?
End of February, beginning of March.
Oh, yeah. And for yourself, Allison?
We don't do a lot of winter vacations. Okay. So we did February, March this year, but,
I like that minus 40 and on my treadmill inside with my picture in front of me of a sunny destination.
There you go.
And I can like imagine it overall. I mean, it's good to joke about that. Just to kick off a little bit, tell me a little bit about the organization. Whichever one of you would like to do that.
The Women's Enterprise Center just recently celebrated its 20th anniversary. Okay. It was established in 1994, and it's a nonprofit organization that is funded by Western Economic Diversification Canada. So it's a federal government department. And it was the first center of its kind in Canada, and after the Winnipeg location opened, subsequent centers opened in the other three western provinces. And our mandate really is to assist women who are looking to start or grow their business and help them to do that successfully. So we provide three key services. We do business advising. We have a team of very skilled business advisors. We have training, and we do loans, and Heather will certainly speak more to the loans.
Okay, so there's some key things we can talk about. If you are listening and you're interested in starting a business, if you're a woman who's interested in starting a business, maybe this is a show for you. So when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with our guests regarding women in business and maybe some of the stuff that you need to know. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello. Today we're talking to Allison Kirkland and Heather Stevens from the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. If you caught us in the first segment, we were just starting to talk a little bit about what the organization did and the kind of services that it offered. Allison, I guess you were talking a little bit about that. Maybe you could expand on, you know, our original thinking about some of the services that that the organization offers.
For sure. As I mentioned, we have a very experienced team of business advisors, many of whom have owned their own businesses and so certainly understand the challenges that come with operating a business, starting, growing. And so they can provide a variety of assistance at many different levels. So at the startup stage, at the growth stage, if you're running into challenges in a particular area, such as marketing or human resources. So they bring a real cross-section
experience. Now that poses a very interesting question, because you said it, you used the word challenge. Mm-hmm. So women in business, like what are some of the common challenges that you see in terms of women in business?
Well, I think
or women entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And I think that there's challenges for all entrepreneurs, but women do experience some different ones, often because they may have been out of the workforce for a while. So, maybe their networks are a bit smaller or their connections are different.
When you say out of the workforce for a while, do you mean in terms of raising a family?
Yeah, or they can be raising a family. And yeah, so there might be some gaps in their work history or, we just provide them with a center where we can help to expand their networks, to help them develop their skills is really an important part of what we do.
Okay. When we look at some of the things that are going on in the economy today, what are some of the opportunities for women in business today as entrepreneurs?
Well, there's lots of opportunity, and I you've probably heard the statistics before that, the majority of business in Canada is small business, under 100 employees, and women often spot opportunities. They see a challenge in their own life or something that they wish they had or they knew, and so they're very very good at sort of finding solutions and then taking those to market. So,
can you provide us a couple of examples that may be stuff that you've worked with?
Gosh, I always draw a blank on those things. Heather, can you think of anything? Like certainly marketing opportunities. Women see, you know, that they might be a graphic designer or a communications specialist, and they, you know, see that that is an opportunity to assist other small businesses. So they set out on their own. We work with lots of massage therapists and you know, women in a variety of industries. So traditional and non-traditional, as it were, for women. So.
Yeah, so there's a number of different types of things. Out of curiosity, and I just want to see if you can answer this, and I don't know the answer to it, but is there a distinction between the types of businesses that men might go into versus the type of businesses women might go into?
Well, from a loan perspective, men do tend to go into more businesses that are more asset-based, capital-intensive. So as far as getting a loan, it's easier to get a loan if you have lots of collateral. If you're in a business where it might be more service-based, like Allison mentioned, massage therapy or other, you know, accounting firms, that kind of thing, that those businesses don't have the tangible collateral that a regular financial institution might be looking for. Which is why we do help finance a lot of business loans, just because there tends to be a lack of collateral that where the entrepreneur might not initially qualify for financing with a regular financial institution.
When we say lack of collateral, are we talking about physical assets like a house, or are we talking about like equipment that might be used, like machinery for actually manufacturing product?
Like equipment, like tangible equipment, like business assets.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a business loan, you know, you need some kind of tangible business assets for collateral. So we do have women in the construction field,
sure.
But they're just the majority of the businesses we finance, you know, obviously would be retail services and manufacturing.
Retail services and manufacturing. Examples of, I always shoot for the examples because I like it when the listeners get some ideas, right?
Right.
So if we say retail, what might be some of the type of retail stores, like what we'd be talking about that might that a woman entrepreneur might be looking at having?
Oh, clothing, restaurants, I guess, is sort of in a retail realm.
Cafes,
sort of,
restaurants, those kind of things.
Gosh, I always, you know, certainly services in terms of like spas and salons, and they always have a retail component to them as well.
Yeah, so they have like a storefront, those kind of things,
yeah.
And they can be located maybe on a city street and or maybe in a mall or something along that line.
And we do have clients who do have online businesses as well, so they don't always have the bricks and mortar locations.
So. Yeah, and so that's sort of important to understand also. We were talking a bit about challenges, maybe let's see about themes in terms of the economy right now. Is there any certain direction that the economy is going for entrepreneurial opportunities?
Well, certainly the use of technology and social media is here to stay and I think growing. When you are in that IT field and trying to get, again, a loan, maybe from a regular financial institution, it's a little tricky because there is that lack of collateral. And if it's a new concept, if it's a brand new idea, again, you know, is it going to work? There's not a lot of it's an unknown, right? So you do have to, the entrepreneur does provide a business plan to prove its viability, which is how our loans are based on at the Women's Enterprise Center. And social media, again, many people are, most entrepreneurs, of course, use some form of social media. Some know it inside and out. Some are just learning it. So,
I know a lot of entrepreneurs are more, we'll say senior entrepreneurs, and where social media is brand new to them, and it's it's like an anomaly. It's like a moment of Star Trek.
Right.
You know, that's an anomaly. What is that thing?
Right.
And they require the expertise of other people to actually be able to pull that stuff together for them. You know, And the other thing too is, I guess, in terms of social media, entrepreneurs need to be able to market themselves.
Market themselves, and depending on the size of their business, sometimes market themselves globally or outside of Canada. So we do have a couple of programs that we assist women to market themselves globally. One is WeBe Canada and WeConnect International. So those programs, or if you would like to get a contract with a large corporation outside of Canada, maybe like an IBM or Ford or something like that, if you can show that you're 51% or more certified, owned and controlled by a woman, then
there are some opportunities for you. You know what? I think talking a bit about the global economy and the opportunities might be something we can touch on when we come back. This is Richard Lannan. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about women and entrepreneurship. Hello, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success. And if you've been listening, we're talking about women in business and particularly women entrepreneurs. I guess what it takes for them to be successful in their business, their career, their lives, and what all that actually means, and where you actually might go to help you in terms of guidance with your business success. So the organization we're actually talking with today is the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba and all the interesting work that they're involved in. You know, you think about success or success in business, it's not a road that you can travel alone. It's not a road to be by yourself. Businesses often has to do with creating relationships and relationships with other organizations that it consists you and relationships with people that can actually help you build your business overall. Maybe, just maybe, that's part of the recipe for being set for success in your organization. Think about it this way. You often need to work together and unravel complex issues, make some better business decisions, and establish a direction for yourself that you can be successful. So when we return, we'll continue our discussion with Allison Kirkland of the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba and Heather Stevens, also with the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. We'll also do the Set for Success tips, the things you must do to be successful in your business, your career, and your life. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello. Today we're talking to Allison Kirkland and Heather Stevens from the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. And before our break, we're starting to talk about global business, which is always exciting because the world has become a smaller place. At a click of a button, we all know that. We know so much about everything that's going on. Now, I think it was, Heather, you were talking a little bit about a program for the global. What was that program again?
There's two, We Be Canada and We Connect International.
Sorry, We Be Canada?
WBE, We Be Canada.
Yeah.
And We Connect International.
We Connect International. Sorry, I got to say that again. We Be Canada. Just have to have some fun with that. Okay, go ahead. Tell us a little bit more.
So if the business owner is at a point where they would like to expand and go beyond maybe the borders of Manitoba and Canada, they may have an opportunity to become certified, which shows that they are 51% or more owned and controlled by women, and get opportunities to get contracts with government or with larger corporations. So if your business has the capacity to meet a contract with RBC or the Royal Bank, or Kellogg's or Nestle's or someone like that in the States, then it's a huge opportunity for growth.
Okay.
For your business.
That sounds like a wonderful opportunity, actually. So just basically making sure that you're owned 51% by women and certified, and then from there opening up other markets too.
Right, because these corporations are looking for diverse suppliers.
Yes.
So with that certification, that shows that you are a diverse supplier and you qualify.
Okay.
And it's recognized globally, so it's an excellent opportunity to get involved with. There's lots of training opportunities and networking opportunities with both of those certification programs.
Both those certification programs. So for our listeners, that might be something you're interested in. You know, it's the opportunity to expand your market. And no doubt, as an entrepreneur, we're always looking for opportunities to expand our marketplace. We were also talking a little bit about loans previously, too, and I guess the types of loans. And I know that by looking at your website, you have things about startup loans and expansion loans and then financial analysis. What more can you tell us about the in terms of loans for the entrepreneur?
Well, in order to apply for a loan with the Women's Enterprise Center, you do need a business plan. And we have business plan workshops to help you develop your business plan, or you may have already written your own business plan. Our business advisors can critique your business plan absolutely free of charge. And this is a huge area of to increase your chances of success and minimize some of the bumps that a business owner can face going through having their business plan, you know, really analyzed and critiqued. So once your business plan has all the components, including the financial projections, we can carry forward to a loan. Now, those financial projections are very, very important. It's really important to know your numbers and ensure that, your sales are going to start when you think they're going to start, and they're going to be as come in as large and as quickly as you're hoping. What we often see is there's often delays, especially if you're starting a business or maybe introducing a new product. There are delays in sales in reaching those sales projections. There might be delays in just, you know, renovations. You might not get into the space as soon as you would like, or maybe there's permit delays, and then it takes a while for your target market to actually find you.
Yeah.
And maybe it takes a while to actually get known on social media and to figure out all the wonderful things involved with social media. So when you're doing your projections, just be extremely conservative. If you think it's going to take 3 months, budget 6 months.
Yeah, so try to make sure. Now, often when you're talking about projections, let's just sort of go a little bit further with that. What do you recommend in a sense of how far somebody should look out for their projections? How far into the future should they project out?
Well, depending on the nature of your business, we really look for, especially the first year or two. It depends on your growth and expansion needs in the business. But the first couple of years are really, really important, and make sure you have enough cash. But even before you start the business plan, I mean, you have to think about your own personal life and your own personal resources, and how much are you willing to sacrifice? Because owning and operating a business, it takes a huge amount of capital and a huge amount of time.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to work weekends and sacrifice evenings away from your family and sacrifice a huge amount of your savings and maybe put some personal assets up as collateral, then you have to be confident that your business will succeed.
Yeah, the long-term reward can be quite nice, but it's a lot of, earlier in the monologue, I used the word sweat equity, and it's always that balance between your personal life, your relationships, and your business life, and what you're willing to do. So it takes a lot to be self-employed. I know that maybe you can tell us a little bit about some programs or some of the programming you have or new programs you have coming up.
Yeah, we're always, the summertime is really a good time for us, and we do a lot of planning at this stage, but we're putting into place our training calendar for the fall, and as Heather mentioned, we do several offerings of our business plan development series, which is a 6-part series, and we have it in the evenings and during the day, and we always encourage our clients to take part in that series, and it helps them to make their mistakes on paper before they start to make them in real life, and so we really work through that whole process with them. We also offer a variety of seminars that are as a 2-hour session, and you can really take that information and apply it to the operation of your business. So it's a variety of topics. It might be marketing, or it might be taxes, or any number of things. So we have all that information on our website.
Do you have any new programs that
you're
launching?
Yes, we do. We're working, we recently got some funding from Status of Women Canada, and it is a program to help women in the food sector take their product and commercialize it, sort of identify the barriers that are preventing them from sort of going from, you know, smaller scale operation, perhaps the farmer's market, to something larger that has a greater opportunity for, greater capacity and certainly greater revenue and greater profit.
Now, is that more just from an agriculture-based perspective, or could it be like maybe creating, I'll use the word, baked goods?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's not just, something that you grow in your garden, but it's, taking something that you have an idea that you're making
yourself.
So
it could be like I'll call it the manufacturing of food.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Which I'm sure somebody's now going to slap my hand on that one. I'm not even too sure if that's the right term. This is Richard Lennon, and you're listening to Set for Success. And when we come back, we're going to do the Set for Success thoughts, tips, the tricks, if you wish, the things you need to do to be successful in your business. We'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back Oh, boy, I've been so excited about today's show. We've been talking about business, one of my favorite topics. Well, really, you know, business, career, life, they're all my favorite topics in many respects because they're all so integrated. How can you have one without the other? You know, your business, your relationship life, your personal life. And today, my guests have been Allison Kirkland of Women's Enterprise Center, Manitoba, and Heather Stevens. And she's from the same organization. They both bring two very different perspectives, one from communication and one from sort of the loan side or financial side of the business and what it takes to be successful overall. So very well-rounded. So here's the thing. We're at the Set for Success Thoughts, the things you must do in your business, your career, your life to be successful. And so I'm going to hand it over to Allison to start with. And Allison, my question for you is, what is your first tip?
Build a network. And I think you talked a little bit about how important relationships are. And so get out there and meet people and see how you can work together. And it's not just about taking, it's about giving. And one of the ways to do that is we have a monthly networking breakfast from 8 to 9:30. We're just in the process of putting that together. We always feature a short keynote and lots of opportunity to meet other women in business.
Okay, when for those particular events that you put on, because that's really cool that you do that, roughly how many people might actually attend an event like that?
You know, depending on the topic and depending on the weather, it's, you know, we can get 25.
So Manitoban. Sorry, 25.
25 is usually the number, but, you know, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier. So you got 25 people. That's actually good. Mm-hmm. Are there certain topics right now that are of more interest from a networking perspective than other topics?
It depends on, certainly there's always sort of the work-life balance is very interesting. Marketing is very interesting. You know, things that, leasing and things that people need to know about financials. I mean, they're all interesting.
I guess it sort of depends where you are in your business.
Exactly.
So something will tweak based on your interests at that point in time.
Exactly. So yeah. The 25 people is sort of, you know, a different group depending on the topic. So it's not always the same group.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. Networking is such an important part of business and building relationships. And interesting you would say, you know, giving back, because a lot of the literature now actually speaks more to giving as opposed to receiving in the networking environment. Gone are the days of handing out business cards. And now it's all about, you know, what can you share?
Right. You know, it is a reciprocal relationship. It's not all about what you can get, but what you can give as well.
What you can give as well. Fantastic. Heather, what is one of your tips for our listeners?
I think it's to realize that you can't do it all by yourself and to learn how to delegate. Many entrepreneurs really try and do almost everything by themselves, including, you know, bookkeeping and mopping the floors. And all of a sudden they're working 22 hours a day and haven't seen their family in a month. So I think you have to really, really understand that right initially when you're doing the planning, plan to delegate. Get yourself the appropriate supports you need, like bookkeepers, accountants, lawyers, and you know, employees, staff, and mentors to help you. And also contact the Women's Enterprise Center to talk to our business advisors free of charge, because they're not just there to help you start; they're there to help you succeed and grow and expand.
And from there, you know, delegation is such an interesting skill set to develop. You know, can you provide any tips on how you might develop your delegation skills?
Well, before we provide a loan at the Women's Enterprise Center in their business plan, we get them to write who their support team will be. And certainly their business advisor at the Women's Enterprise Center is one. But who are they going to actually do their own books, or are they going to get that support? Who's going to be their key management team, and who is their accountant, and who is their lawyer, and what kind of family support are they going to have?
Yeah, I've discovered, you know, being a micro entrepreneur for many years, it you know, it's not just your accountant, your lawyer, but it's your web person, your editor, you know, your content editor, your copy editor. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But you can develop a team for yourself that's reasonable, you know, especially with using today's technology. I don't know if you guys use Fiverr or Upload, but those are two particular places that entrepreneurs can go to find short-term resources at reasonable prices. You know, I don't know. Do you guys know that?
Yes, and we encourage our clients to tap into those resources because, you know, often an entrepreneur starts a business because they're really good at a particular area. It doesn't mean they're good at everything. So know where your strengths are, know where your weaknesses are, and get the help onto those areas of weakness.
So that actually sounds like another tip.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Know your strengths and weaknesses, and maybe that's the one we can go with. Is there a way that people can look at, knowing your strengths and weaknesses require you to be extremely candidly honest with yourself. So what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can always ask your siblings or something, and they will probably be very honest with you. But, you know, make a list. What do you like to do? What don't you like to do? And oftentimes you can, if you don't like doing it, it might be that it may be not your top skill. So that might be a way to identify some of your strengths and weaknesses.
My dad used to always say, know your strengths, hire your weakness.
Exactly.
That was my delegation lesson learned as a child. No, work your strengths, hire your weaknesses, and go on forward. I think we have time for maybe one more tip. Allison, Heather, which one of you like to say on arm wrestle for?
Business plan, I think, is you know, so important. And writing a business plan really helps you to put your ideas down on paper. And we hear regularly that people say, well, I've got it all in my head. But when you commit it to paper and then you start to look at all the other forces that are affecting your idea, it really helps you to, or forces you to make some decisions. And that is so important.
Well, you know, it's interesting you would say that because I believe in roadmaps, right? And would you take a vacation without a map? You know, like, I mean, so think about it that way, right? Business
exactly.
plan's a map to your success.
Exactly. You know?
And I think just to add to what Allison has said and add to the roadmap comment is, I think long term. And what about your succession plan? Are you going to own that business forever? And when are you thinking of selling? And what do you want out of your business? So really that long-term plan is very, very important. And we encourage people to have a succession plan built right into the business plan when they're starting. So that gets that thought process started about what my business should look like when I want to sell the business and how it'll be marketable out there.
Maybe the tip is know the end in mind.
Yes.
Right. This is Richard Lannan. You're listening for Set for Success. And when we come back, we'll find out how you can connect with this organization. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success. And we've been talking about how to be successful in your business, your career, and your life. And today, if you've been listening in, it's been with Women Enterprise Center of Manitoba, Allison Kirkland and Heather Stevens. How, if somebody was interested in connecting with you, how would they go about doing that?
Two ways. First start, phone us at 988-1860.
Okay, 988-1860. Okay.
Or visit our website at www.wecm.ca.
So that was WECM.ca. So that
right.
people can connect with you that way and they'll be able to chat with you guys. If somebody phones up and says, can I speak to Allison or Heather? They'll be put through.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, this is fantastic. If you've been listening to this show, we've been talking about women in business and entrepreneurship. And think about the things that we've been learning today. I mean, we've been learning the challenges, the importance of networking, the importance of having a business plan, about knowing your numbers. And you know what? Probably even more importantly, if you are challenged in business and you need a place to go, there is a place for you. So I want to take this opportunity to thank my guests for hanging out with me today. I think we've had a great show. Now, if you have any questions for me, just contact me at richard@braveworld.ca. I'll be more than happy to reply. Also, you can check me out at www.braveworld.ca. That's BRAVEWORLD. Nothing's changed since the last few weeks. So again, I always like to say thanks to my listeners. Thank you for joining us. It's greatly appreciated. And you make it a great day.